Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 9, the verses 18 to 26. Matthew 9, 18 to 26. As Jesus was saying this, the leader of his synagogue came and knelt before him. "My daughter has just died," he said, "but you can bring her back to life again if you just come and lay your hand on her." So Jesus and his disciples got up and went with him. Just then a woman who had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding came up behind him. She touched the fringe of his robe, for she thought, "If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed." Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was healed at that moment. When Jesus arrived at the official's home, he saw the noisy crowd and heard the funeral music. "Get out," he told them. "The girl isn't dead. She's only asleep." But the crowd laughed at him. After the crowd was put outside, however, Jesus went in and took the girl by the hand, and she stood up. The report of this miracle swept through the entire countryside. My theme for reflection is faith in the face of desperation. Matthew 9:18-26 is a narrative that brings together faith, healing, and compassion. Two individuals, a synagogue leader and a woman with a long-standing ailment, represent these encounters with Jesus. The passage invites us to explore the themes of desperation, unwavering faith, and the transformative power of encountering Christ in our times of need. The narrative begins with Jairus, a synagogue leader, approaching Jesus urgently and seeking healing for his dying daughter. In the midst of this urgent plea, a woman who had suffered for 12 years with continuous bleeding dares to touch Jesus' garment, believing it would bring about her healing. Jesus Christ perceives her faith, commends her, and heals her on the spot. As Jesus continues to Jairus' house, they receive news of the girl's death. Undeterred, Jesus enters the house, dismisses mourners, and speaks life into the girl, restoring her to health. In these interconnected stories, we witness the seamless interplay of faith, healing, and Jesus' compassionate response to desperate situations. Let me share with you from these stories four significant lessons for Christian practice. The first is bold faith in desperation. The stories teach the power of bold faith in moments of desperation. Jairus and the woman faced seemingly insurmountable challenges, but they exhibited courage and trust in seeking Jesus. We are challenged to cultivate such bold faith, recognizing that Christ is approachable in all circumstances. Secondly, Christ's compassionate response. Jesus' response reveals his compassion and accessibility. In the face of urgent pleas and desperate situations, Christ does not discriminate based on status or severity of need. We too are called to embody this compassion, extending help and hope to those in dire circumstances. Thirdly, interruptible compassion. Jesus Christ, amidst a pressing situation, allows himself to be interrupted. This challenges us to be interruptible, sensitive to the needs of others, even in the midst of busy schedules. Compassion often requires a willingness to step outside our plans for the sake of others. Fourthly, hope beyond despair. The resurrection of Jairus' daughter signifies hope beyond despair. Even when circumstances appear beyond remedy, Christ holds the power to bring life. We can draw strength from this, embracing hope in the face of seemingly impossible situations. Let me finish with my two questions for reflection. One, in what areas of your life do you need to cultivate bold faith, especially in moments of desperation? How can you trust Jesus more deeply in those areas? Two, how can you embody Christ's interruptible compassion in your daily interactions? Are there moments where you can set aside your plans to respond to the needs of others? Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts open to the lessons of bold faith, compassionate response, and unwavering hope. Teach us to trust you in moments of desperation, knowing that you are approachable and compassionate. Help us cultivate interruptible compassion, and may we find hope in your power to bring life to the seemingly impossible. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep us this now and forevermore. Amen.